Friday morning, USDA will release its latest estimate of crop acreage in the United States and its quarterly grain stocks report. We'll preview those reports with University of Illinois Extension ag economist Daryl Good. Friday is a big day in the world of row crop agriculture. USDA will provide the nation with its second look at the 2007 crop acreage estimates for corn and soybeans. The first estimate came at the end of March and was a very rough look at what farmers planned to put in the ground this season. In fact, that planting intentions report, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good, showed U.S. farmers had increased acreage for all crops, including hay, by about 5 million acres. He'll be looking for those 5 million acres in the Friday, June 29 USDA report.
The first thing we're going to do when we get the June report is see if we still have those 5 million acres. Then secondly, we'll look at individual crops and compare those to intentions. Most focus will be on corn and soybeans. Intentions for corn at 90.45 million, up 15%. Soybeans at 67.14, it's down 11% from last year. So we've heard reports, you know, here and there that in places it got too wet or too dry and farmers quit planting. We know we lost some wheat to some freeze damage. Did that get replanted to what? So those kind of questions kind of cloud expectations for the report.
Daryl Good says while weather and price have clouded expectations, shifted what the trade thought farmers were actually planting, he thinks the total acreage sown to both crops, corn and soybeans, will actually drop just a bit.
I don't look for a big switch between corn and soybeans. I went back and reviewed the planting progress numbers on corn, and it appeared to me in almost every state we had pretty timely planting. There was a little corn price weakness right in the middle of the planting season and a modest strength in soybeans. Did that influence intentions? It was pretty short-lived. I doubt that it had a big impact on actual planting decisions. So bottom line, maybe expect a bit smaller number on both corn and soybeans. Will it be significant? Not likely, but that's the purpose of the reports, and occasionally we get some surprises there.
USDA will release the acreage figures at 7:30 a.m. Central Time Friday morning, June the 29th. It will also release the latest quarterly grain stocks report on that morning. Good says as that report approaches, the trade tries to anticipate what the numbers will bear out.
That's complicated for a couple reasons. One, we don't have full information about how much usage was during the previous quarter. On exports, the Census Bureau numbers are only available through April at this point, so we don't have the May numbers. We do have USDA numbers that hopefully are close to the export numbers from the Census Bureau. In the way of soybean crush, again, we don't have the May numbers yet going into this report. So we're not completely sure how big consumption was in those categories. And then for corn feeding, that is completely a residual number. There's no ongoing measure there. So what we do is we do a combination of saying, what do we know about consumption through the period that we have numbers? And then I always put it in a context of if the USDA's projection about feed use is correct, then we can use a kind of a typical seasonal pattern and say what should have feed consumption been during the quarter, and if it was as it should have been, what will the stocks number be?
Good says he puts the number in that context in order to have a good pre-estimate of the report, and that's in order to determine whether or not the actual release is a surprise.
And when I do that on corn, it appears to me that the June 1 inventory should have been fairly close to 3.4 billion bushels. Soybeans right at 1.07 billion. So if we're significantly different from those numbers, then I think the market will react.
Good uses last year's report as an example of that type of estimate. The corn on hand pre-estimate was about 100 million bushels more than USDA's actual figure. It caused the agency to raise its projected feed use for the year. So Daryl Good says the report, in his mind, is not a matter of guessing what the stocks on hand for corn and soybeans will be or were as of June 1st, but rather what they should be. It's a small distinction, but when done properly, helps to gauge market reaction. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.